This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, good to have you here with us. So much to talk about, Alice. CMB, Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. And she's got this week a legislative update. I got so many questions for you on the ops side, Alice.
Oh, well, I'm happy to help answer them. And hopefully my signal is clear, Dave, but I'll try and talk clearly and slowly.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a little choppy, but we'll deal with it. It's not a problem. It's your substance of all that you have to share with us. So people may have to strain just a little bit more. But what you got, and then I want to get your take on the announcement FHFA just put out, directing the GSEs to be grant flexibilities of the appraisal and employment verification. So give us your segment, and I got a bunch of questions here for you.
Sure. Okay, so that is in my segment to talk about, too. But I'll start with everybody here should be signed up for the Mortgage Action Alliance. Make sure
yes.
that you are prepared so that when any of the bills related to making an e-mortgage and an e-closing be able to run more smoothly, you want to be there to encourage your congressman to help them realize how, you know, we've got to get these refis through the pipeline. So right now there is a bill for remote online notarization. That's what RON stands for. This is just one small part of, you know, what we refer to. Keep in mind there's a digital closing process. I think we've got digital application down pretty well. There's a few ink signed, wet signed forms still, but one of the biggest roadblocks to a digital closing is being able to get an e-notarization. And many states haven't adopted this yet for many, many reasons. You know, we've been trying as an industry for 20 years to try and get this done. We've had the technology. Anyway, so keep on your toes when that comes across. Push your congressman through MAA, Mortgage Action Alliance, to be able to get that to the top of the pile or perhaps included in some of the other relief bills. Because there are a lot of roadblocks to a true e-mortgage and e-note in some states. About half the states are not set up for this. So we do want to encourage, the federal law won't override any state law, but it will set up a framework and give some of those states a sense of urgency, perhaps, as we try and get the country so we can continue in our industry all the way through closing with an electronic note and electronic mortgage. There are a lot of barriers. For those of you who are interested in this, Fannie and Freddie both have a guide to an e-mortgage and an e-note. And when you read through that, you know, for many years, they've listed off, they've surveyed lenders to find out how many roadblocks there are. And so for those of you who are going, what's the problem? Why can't we just accept e-signatures? There are lots of steps along the way between the warehouse lender, the custodial bank, your subservicer, your servicer, and even to the attorneys, what's legal, and all the way into foreclosure servicing. So just wanted to let you all know that's a big one. So, Dave, we can circle to what you were referencing, where FHFA's directed Fannie and Freddie to
yep.
provide some flexibilities on the appraisal alternative. There's supposed to be an actual memo from Fannie and Freddie by about
yep.
2 o'clock today.
Yes, I have some lenders that are just receiving it in my inbox now as we are doing this. I haven't had a chance to comment, but Freddie just released theirs. Fannie released theirs a bit earlier, and so they are being forwarded to me. Along with a whole bunch of other things there. I'm getting a lot of requests for you. We could just make this hot topic all around you, but we do want to get to Josh. But I want to talk a little bit about what are you guys doing in the states where they're, well, first of all, on the appraisal, I think this is just rolling out. It's hot news. I think it's going to come back to this, listeners. It's who you're selling your loan to. If you're not approved with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you can only hope that your investors that you're selling to are adopting this guidance. So we'll find out. So we'll get more on that. And Alice, we may want to do a midweek program or something, just do an update on some of this, and because there are so many questions. If you're interested, we're getting several requests for us, you and I, to get on and do a quick kind of like a interim program to talk about this. If you're interested in it, we'd love to.
Absolutely. I think FHFA gave us some hints. Obviously, our leadership's been in touch with Fannie and Freddie, as I'm sure many of the other lenders out there are having some direct conversations with them. So we have a sense of what we can do to be able to get some appraisals and, you know, really leverage collateral underwriter, the technologies. I think one of the biggest things was re-verifications of employment. And, you know, you can't call the boss's cell phone because that's not an arm's length verification and everybody's working from home. So,
right.
You know, you're not able to call into the corporate line in a lot of cases. So they are accepting email. And actually, I love that they're accepting a pay stub. So if you can get a recent
yes.
pay stub or bank statement
yep.
that shows the recent deposit, I think what folks are looking for is define recent, you know, and so, that, of course, they're going to put in use prudent underwriting. So, Dave, yeah, we can take a deep dive on that and provide an interim program. Things are changing so much. A midweek program sounds great.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah, we have to move you back to another wherever you were standing because it's starting to break up a little bit. The other thing that's coming in, Alice, that we're hearing about is title insurance. And I want to get your take on this, what you guys are doing at Union Home. And the other one will be on how are you handling with the shutdown, employees being remote, if there's any special provisions. Several people asked us for your comments on that. But let's start with the title insurance. Some counties are not having the full staff or any staff, and there's concern. There's some talk and rumors floating around out there. I hate rumors. We heard a rumor last week that UWM was in trouble. Nothing could be further than the truth. They are doing really well. I know Matt Ishbia. I know Vince Parlov there. And we got a good report that they're strong and healthy, doing better than ever. So, folks, be careful about these rumors. But there are rumors talking about there's special provisions that you can do on your title insurance. There's waivers. In other words, if everyone agrees that even though we can't get this note recorded at the courthouse, if everyone agrees that they're going to accept what was on the prelim, that's good. Well, every attorney I've talked to goes, that's all well and fine, but if something slips in the way of a recording beforehand, it's going to be hard to ignore that. I want to get your thoughts. Alice, have you guys talked about that and how you're dealing with some of the courthouses, the counties that might be not fully staffed or unable to record docs?
Yes, obviously you have to look at, you know, who you're doing business with, right? So this is where knowing your title providers, we're very fortunate to have mutual title in two of our biggest states, you know, in Michigan and in Ohio. Also looking at, you know, that you need to be dealing with a major insurance carrier and a title agency that knows how they're going to handle this, and also looking at gap insurance. Now,
yes.
We all know that even gap insurance has gaps. But it's better
there's
than
gaps
nothing.
In the gap insurance. Yep.
Gaps in the
so
gap
true.
Insurance. But so those are just a few things. I think for now we can take a deeper dive on it as part of the program. But there is a lot to consider there, and business relationships is a huge part of it. And as long as nobody's recording, then we're all in the same boat. But if the recorder's office is not an always but a sometimes, we could have a problem to what you just described. The
yep.
other thing as far as operationally, you know, we keep using the line, Bill Cosgrove said it this morning, is hopefully you fixed your roof when it was sunny and you're not trying to fix your roof when it's raining. We were very
yep.
fortunate. All of our partners are on laptops anyway, everyone. We don't use desktops. So it was easy. You know, we mobilized and got 1,000 people working from home in a matter of a couple of days. A lot of companies that were operating on desktops are still having people in the office and still struggling to mobilize. So, yeah, I'd be happy to share with you some of the tips on how we're operating and doing record volume and still turning loans
wow.
and closing loans in 27 days or less.
You should see my text messages. Can't wait. Tell us. Post it. Who's your producer? Make sure he lets us know. Okay, yeah, we need to focus in on that. Everyone's looking for guidance on what's going on how to deal with this, especially when you're like post-closing. Who should be in the office? Who can you not get around? And I think almost everyone's figured out a way to having everyone at home. There may be some exceptions, but there's a way to do it, folks. So Alice and I will be back on another program this week. And so, Alice, I'll get you some talking points. But thanks for being here today, and thank you for participating in the Hot Topic segment. So, yeah, wherever you went to, it cleared up, so we had good audio. Alice at the end there.
Awesome.
Real, real good.
Thank you.
Trying to find a place to move around in the house where you have good audio and we're all dialed in from cell phones and that. Again, that's Alice Alvey. We're going to be doing a special podcast. She is CMB, Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. Truly one of the leaders in our industry, and we'll be bringing you some more leadership updates later on. I also want to say before we go, a big thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, Indicom, Incelerate. who's been our guest today in the Hot Topic segment, as well as AinsworthAdvisors.com and AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Growing Fast. Check those guys out, as well as KnowledgeCoop, Mobility RE, Modex, as well as Velma, Vendorsurf, and Vidyard. Thank you so much for being here, folks. Have a great week. We're working from home. Your commute is now like what mine is, out the back door into my office. Appreciate you guys. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.